Welcome to Las Vegas Weekly's Radio Mag on KUNV. This is Spencer Patterson, Managing Editor for Las Vegas Weekly. We've got a special treat this week. One of our favorite local bands, Holding On to Sound, is here in the studio with us, getting ready to make a lot of noise. Later tonight, they'll also be with us at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip, where we'll celebrate our annual music issue on Newsstands Now. Listeners are invited to come down to the party. Doors open at 7 and the live music starts at 8. So, sitting around the table with me now are guitarist and lead vocalist Bennett Mains.
How's it good?
Bassist and vocalist Zubby Nuxband.
How's it going?
Drummer Vanessa Tidwell.
How's it going?
And guitarist and vocalist Bob Gates.
Howdy.
Thanks a lot for being here, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Spence.
So you guys just released your third full-length album titled The Sea, and my review of which runs in the current issue. Bennett, maybe tell us a little bit about the concept for this album, because it doesn't just sound like a bunch of songs thrown together.
I personally have a big curiosity and I guess obsession with the ocean and sea monsters, and a couple of the songs that were newer had some ocean, and sea references in them, and just kind of decided to run with it and, stream it through the other songs, and then just kind of became, that. So I don't know if it was really the vision at the beginning to, write a concept album or anything like that, but kind of after we got the idea for it, we kind of just stuck with it, and it's just so much you can do with it because of the size of the ocean and the depth of the ocean and the different animals in the ocean and everything. You can, there's just endless possibilities of metaphors and anything. So just seemed like a lot of fun, and it is, was.
Yeah, it definitely is. Zubby, maybe tell us a little bit about the writing process, because my understanding is a lot of these songs, and I remember hearing some of them live a while back, they've been kind of road tested and you've had them for a while and kind of developed them that way.
Yeah, we pretty much play almost every song live already. We've been playing them. Some songs are a little bit older, and some songs we didn't even record that we've already written that we just never did. But the writing process is pretty fun. I mean, we just get into the rehearsal space and just play them. Bennett comes in with some cool stuff, and we kind of just piece them together from there and just jam on it for a little bit. And by the end of practice, we have a pretty good idea of what we want it to sound like. And then from there, it kind of just grows, as we kind of tighten up all the stuff, and playing it a lot live makes it, really help, because you get to really hear, what you're doing, really kind of get an idea of how it feels to play it in front of people. That's always fun.
And we don't really finalize stuff at practice, it's kind of loose after practice, so that when we play live, we can really figure out what we want to do.
Like what works and what doesn't.
When the energy's really hitting.
Because it's really, that's a good time to be trying to find the right thing to play, in front of people, because it's it's your moment. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, man, that just kind of worked. It's a good tool to kind of force yourself to come out with the right thing. If it naturally happens, then it was meant to be. If not, then you got a chance to change it again. So worked
out
good.
Now, you guys have really established yourself as a really great live act. It's one of the reasons, we at The Weekly are big fans. And sometimes it can be tough for that kind of band to really translate into the studio. And that's not the case here, though. I mean, it definitely sounds ferocious and raw. Vanessa, talk a little bit about how you guys were able to do that. I know you worked with Ronald over at National Southwestern Electronic Recordings.
I think we just like to be very carefree. We're not let's play a click track, let's do this. We're if I'm not playing with some of them and I can't see them and we don't make eye contact, it's the flow's not going to really be there. So it's regardless, we kind of have to play it live or it's not going to sound right at all, Like he was saying, we transfer our stuff out of the band room into playing live in front of people. And it's just, we really don't finish songs right away and we'll just play them and then we just kind of go from there. So everything is just, the live feels a lot better.
Now, my understanding, Bob, is that this was a pretty quick process. I think Ronald said it was 2 weeks from when he got the phone call that you guys wanted to work with him until Jewel Case, basically.
Yeah.
What was that 2 weeks like? Was it just fast-paced and crazy, or did you guys just have a really good idea of what you wanted and it just worked out?
It was kind of fast-paced, but at the same time it was very relaxed. Ronald was just really hospitable,
and just was, you know, he didn't like pressure us at all. There was like, it was just very easy to just trust him with the process, and then just hanging out with him, and just he invited us into his family, and like, you know, we had dinner with his family and stuff. Like, just, you know, it wasn't
Ronald Corso.
Yeah, it didn't feel rushed or hurried at all, but it was just some, you know, we just wanted to get it done. So it was just kind of like the natural flow of how we work. It just worked perfectly. So there was no pressure at all.
And it sounds like you guys are pleased with the way the finished product turned out.
It's the first album I think we like, so.
Yeah.
That's great. So. I mean, not that you didn't like the others, I guess, but that you love this one.
Well, yeah, we're our own worst critics, yeah. But with this one, it's just like a smile on my face every time I hear it. It's awesome. Ronald did a great job.
Yeah, it is a great sound.
He did a really, really good job. And the guy who did the mastering, too.
Laser Lavin.
Yeah, that guy did a great job.
We got lucky enough to work with some really just not only good heart, I mean, great musicians, great ears, but like good-hearted people. And those are the only people we like to work with. You know, we would rather spend way more money and work with someone who's just a good person than, you know, cut corners and deal with, you know people who aren't good people. So the whole process is great, and the album's great because everything it's built on is good. Like, the people who did the artwork are our friends and great people. There's nothing about it that's not, you know, feels like family and friends, and so I think that's why we like it a lot too. And we all stamped it, and so.
Cool. Yeah. Well, maybe we should take a break from the questions and let people hear some of the music. While you guys get situated with your instruments, we're going to play an excerpt by one of the other bands playing on tonight's weekly music issue bill, 8-piece local hip-hop crew Rhyme and Rhythm. So here's a bit of Alternate Realities off the group's new album, Live No Monitors.
Look, I philosophize through the night sky in search of my reality. The super galactic level I'm on confirms I'm not from your galaxy. Mathematically, my atoms don't add up to how a human's be. So I have a hard time understanding how humans be. So for this short time, please humor me, you human being. Trip through time and
space,
alternate realities. How the stars they constellate help guide us through the galaxy. Hey, hey, let's trip through time and
space,
alternate realities. How the stars they constellate help guide us through the galaxy.
We some lyrical astronauts on acid drops, smoking comets and planet rocks. I know what's wrong, but I don't plan to stop. Ask the sunny light, Freddy Tip. Oh man, he hot. I got a show called ET Swap. I'm trading extraterrestrials like baseball cards, spacesuits when you go to Mars. Yeah, I heard they got Martian girls there, and they go hard. Oh boy, I know that's right. It sounds like paradise. Be there tonight if the speed is light. My spaceship is so clean and nice. No mistaking, I'm a star, man. I shine way too bright, aight. So holla at your boy when you see me. No telescope is at F-dot beaming. Even though the sky F-dot still gleaming. Flop a star to star like J-Lo Fina.
That was local hip-hop group Rhyme and Rhythm, and now we've got Holding On to Sound in studio, playing Natural Order off new album The Sea.
I would rather be a stone in the service of natural order than go it alone. Yeah, I would rather be a stone in the service of natural order than go it alone. Don't become me. To be a stone, yeah. So they came to my room. I'm
I'm feeling very dumb, but they come down the line like a boom. The fire, no, started the riot. Don't you try it. Weary of the people, cause the people had to stop. Weary of the flood, because the fire had to drop it at a drop. Record inside. Peel back the skin on my eyes. They'll enslave us. So when the military lion roars, you've got to be a stone wherever you're well done for. You don't have to go it alone. You know it, I can take the great, I can take. They'll show us the bone. In a world of animals, we've got to be a stone. Can't just set it for you, talking bomb. Can't just give them hell, talking bomb. No, can't just set it for you, world of animals. You've got to be a scum.
Wow, that sounded really loud in here, guys. So, Bob, you joined the band a few months back, and tell us about how tricky it was or wasn't coming on board. I know you've known these guys for a while, but obviously they've been a trio for a long time now, I think 7.5 years. Yeah. What was it like coming into that kind of situation?
It was a really big challenge and a lot of fun at the same time. Like, every time going to play with them, it was like nerve-wracking but exciting, just because I hadn't played with a band in like over 2 years, so it was just it was like kind of relearning that experience all over again. But just playing with them is just like it's just fun. Like you said, like when we come in, like the first half hour to an hour is almost a jam sesh. Like, it's just, we just jam, we just free flow, and that is just like awesome to me. And it just makes it really easy to like kind of just, you know, kind of find my pocket and play along. And then writing the new stuff with them, like the, you know, some of the songs that were on the new album and stuff, it just came really naturally. It's not like people were telling me, oh, it's not your style, like, you know, their music isn't like what you're used to, but it's actually more my style than anything I've ever played before, because it just allows me to like just do whatever I feel, you know, in terms of the guitar, you know. So it just kind of, I don't know, it's very like free form, but at the same time there's a lot of structure and stuff there. So it's just, I don't know, it's easy, but it's difficult at the same time. So now that I've gotten my tempo and stuff up, like I've actually like gotten my like conditioning to be able to play along with Vanessa, then I'm good. So now it's just fun. So
any one of you guys who wants to answer, what was the actual impetus for adding a member? Because I mean, obviously you guys were doing, you know, great stuff as a trio, popular people, you know, came to your shows. What made you decide, hey, we want to, you know, change this thing around a little?
Well, I mean, you quoted me before on saying it's all about progression. I mean, pretty much you either progress or you're dead.
You felt like you'd gotten to a point where you needed to really do a big difference.
Well, I mean, we always talk about, you know, taking things to the next level. I mean, we have conversations about it all the time. And it actually took us longer. It wasn't even that we were looking to, like, add another person either. We weren't just like, let's find another person and throw them in. We knew we would want to find a fourth member eventually, just to like expand our sound, you know, record better albums and be able to play them live, stuff like that, you know. And Bob, you know, like he said, had been free from his band for a couple years, and it was pretty much like, let's get Bob, you know. Bob is what we need in the band. That's, you know, because me and him, the first serious band I think either of us was ever in, we were in together, and we were like 15 or something for a couple years. So we already know each other really well. And, you know, I knew he was going to get along with these two, you know, and they already knew him anyway.
Yeah, we shared a rehearsal space back in the day.
Yeah.
So
like,
we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
At the very beginning of our band. So at the developing stages of the three-piece version, we knew Bob from then. So he's been right there with us the whole time.
It was pretty much an experiment, man. It's pretty much like we already know that our music is like kind of chaotic, and everyone will tell us, where the hell are you gonna, it's not a cuss word, is it? Where the hell are you gonna put another guitar in there? And it's like, well, let's try, you know? And if we're gonna try, we should get like the best dude to do it. And that's Bob. And of course, it worked out really well. So
he actually like goes on the stuff that we like have been wanting to do.
Yeah.
Like when we were on tour, he found like a little chaos pad. And we're always like, yeah, we're gonna get like drum pads and do all this, but we never got to it. And he's over here like, I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah,
like, Bob, I'm gonna buy it right now, dude. You know,
Bob makes electronic music at his house and stuff too. You know, just like computers and stuff. And I mean, people really shouldn't be surprised when we start taking an even more radical direction, because with this album, The Sea, you know, we had a lot of it, maybe except for like two songs, written already. And been playing it for like a year. Brother and another one, I think we've been playing for a couple years already. So, you know, we haven't actually written like an entire album yet with him, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. It, you know, because some people are already thinking like that we changed our sound just the way this CD sounds. So when they, I mean, I don't even know which direction we're going. We have no idea what our next album's going to sound like. You know, so, and that's why we love having Bob, because now it's like, who knows? We could put out a dance album next, and, you know, whatever. We would all have fun playing it, so that's what would matter.
Yeah. Listening to you guys talk, it sounds like, in addition to kind of changing the sound around and beefing it up, this is also kind of like, you know, reinvigorated the band, having a new member. I mean, I can just kind of see the smiles on your faces when you talk about Bob. I mean, maybe one of you guys talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, he's just fun. I mean, just not even just from a... like a musical standpoint, just hanging out with him, you know, I never really got a chance to hang out with him as much, you know, in like a social setting, yeah, but just like just us four hanging out, it's cool. It doesn't feel like there's anyone extra. It just feels like there's no burden, there's no extra weight, there's no extra anything. It just feels like it was always there. And it just felt so natural, like having him in the van, hanging out with him. It's kind of weird.
He just got to spend 2 weeks with us crammed in a van, so if he wants to stick around now, That's good.
I mean, it's you know, like, that's one of the reasons why some bands end up breaking up. It's because they have like problems with people in the band, or they just, you know, can't get along after spending like time together. It seems like we get closer the more time we spend together. It's kind of, I don't know, it's weird.
I think it goes into like we all lead like separate lives outside of it too. You know, like we might hang out here and there all together or something like that. But besides like the band room and social functions and stuff, it's like we all kind of go off on our separate paths, and then we just meet back at the band room, and it's like we never left each other.
Yeah.
And then we go on tour and we realize that we're all like, you know, very close. We don't have to spend all the time with each other. We'll always be like brothers and sister. Mm-hmm. So, and that's another point about Bob is, since me and Bob have been friends for so long, Bob is already like my brother. So it's not even like he's on this other level where we're all like really close and we're trying to bring in this new guy. It's like Bob's a brother already.
Yeah, we've already known him for so long and seen him play and, you know, seen him, you know, like that. We've already seen him every way you'd want to seat somebody, and then we got to see him in a van with us, and it was like, this is sweet. We learned a lot of stuff.
I learned a lot from Bob this last trip.
A
lot about UFOs.
Like a lot about UFOs. Get lectured from him.
The Tao. Yeah. The Tao of Bob.
It's great.
Before we go on to another live song, maybe just briefly, let's talk just a little bit about the local scene. And obviously, we could spend the whole show on that, but you know, for tonight's show, we've got three of our favorite bands. We've got you guys, A Crowd of Small Adventures, and Rhyme and Rhythm. And I have to say, it was tough even to just, you know, pick those three, because there were so many great bands to choose from. And I feel like that's more true now, really, than it's ever been in my time covering the local scene.
Yeah.
I wondered how you guys feel, you know, being around it, you know, night in, night out.
The scene right now, I mean, I wasn't in the scene 10 years ago, so I don't know. But from what I've always heard people say, to me, it seems like our music scene right now is better than it ever has been. Yeah. That's what I think. Just the level of bands. I mean, like the Madcaps. God, what's that great hardcore band?
Oh, Caravels.
The Caravels. Man. You know, the Core.
Twin Brother.
OLI. Who? The Objects. I mean, we could go on and on, man. There's so many.
The Mapes. The Quitters. I mean,
God, we could go on and on, man. But what I'm saying is, yeah, like, I think our scene here is awesome, and I think that it is total beep that we total bull beep is what I meant to say. That there aren't more venues here. Like, there are so many good bands here, and it's so kick butt, and no one outside of our state knows it. Like, we go travel up the coast, people are like, you're from Las Vegas? Like, what the heck? Like, if we had more all-ages venues here and the Strip would allow for it to happen, you know, because that's why we don't have
them. In the city.
You know, then, you know, we could, it would just be so much better. Like, we could have tourists coming to, not that we want that, but, I mean, we'd have more people at more venues, you know, to play in front of for all these wonderful bands that we have in this city. At our CD release, it was us, the Madcaps, and
Twin Brother.
And that was like crazy, man. You know, like those two bands are absolutely wonderful bands. And the fact that you can get two bands like of that caliber to come and play with you on your CD release, or for the weekly show, the Rhyme and Rhythm and Crowd of Small Adventurers, to get that caliber of bands, I mean, how good they are. Like, that's great. Like, I think people really take it for advantage of it or something. You know, they don't realize how good they are. And then you hear people talk crap about the scene, and it's like, you have no idea at all what you're talking about.
Have you ever been to a show
about,
in the last, like, year? Because, I mean, yeah. I get blown away by some of these bands doing stuff.
They do. Well, they think if you're not at the House of Blues or at the Hard Rock or at certain places, then, like, who are you? Kind of, you know, like, what's the bunkhouse?
Yeah.
What's this, you know?
Yeah, but, like, well, then they're just missing out.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
So that was our brief.
Oh, that was great. Cool, guys. Well, let's do another song here. And again, while you get set up, why don't we listen to an excerpt from the third band on the bill, A Crowd of Small Adventures. Regular listeners of this show might recognize them from our theme music. And that song is actually called Fast Travel. And here's another track from their latest album, A Decade in X-Rays, and it's called Ancient Giants.
It's cold, the earth outside. It's dark and we don't use lights anymore. Our skin is gray and sick. Our eyes glaucoma, big and white.
That was music from A Crowd of Small Adventures, and that looks like Holding On to Sound is ready for another live number. This one is called Song for the Soldier.
Thank you.
all you can. We're losing our war in Afghanistan, and when you get back, there won't be no parade. Took a life when you chose your side, and you changed your mind and reversed the tide. When you get back, won't be no parade. Some clothes changed my life from beneath the whippoorwill. Do you hear a song of freedom echoing still? I love you, brother, and I'm with you always. Do any choice you make, I want you to be happy in your tormented days. And I pray you don't wait, screaming. And I pray you don't wait in the middle of the night. All the injustice you have witnessed lives in your head still. And when you get back, you'll be standing on the other side. And all the people with full attention, brother, we lost, we're not gonna mention. When you get back, you'll be standing on the other side. All the night, once again, beneath the whippoorwill. Do you hear a song of freedom echoing still? Cause I love you, brother, and I'm with you always. Let it trust you, mate. I want you to be happy, so I meditate. Cause I pray you don't wait, screaming. And I pray you don't wait at all.
Again, that was Las Vegas band Holding Onto Sound playing Song for the Soldier off new album The Sea. You can get a copy at iTunes or Amazon or at gcdownloads.com. And I really want to thank you guys for coming in to do this today. I hope you had as much fun as we did.
Definitely, man. Yes, thank you.
I had a great time.
I'd also like to thank producer Steven Zeller for his help with the show.
Thanks, David.
Woo. Thanks, David.
Big Steve.
And Dylan.
Big Steve.
You've been listening to Radio Mag on KUNV. Tune in again next Thursday at 5:30 p.m. for more.